Tom Ackerman joins me now, our sports director. Good morning, Tom, and happy birthday.
Brian, thank you very much. Appreciate that. How are you this morning?
I am doing okay, and I'm just wondering what the future holds for this baseball team. First, let's talk about Mike Matheny and the reasons for his firing. What do you think?
Well, the Cardinals came to him after the game last night and informed him that they were dismissing him. This was following an 8-2 win by the Reds after a 9-1 win the day before. They had outscored the Cardinals 17-3. And it wasn't for that reason, and it wasn't for one particular thing that happened behind the scenes. This is a collective thing that the Cardinals have not made the playoffs the last 2 years, and we're trending in the wrong direction this year. They're 47-46. They are one game over 500. They are falling fast in the NL Central. They're not playing the brand of baseball that the Cardinals fans are accustomed to seeing, winning, solid hitting, great pitching, solid defense, base running, all those things that have been the hallmark of Cardinal baseball. And, you know, Mike Matheny had some good years. He took the team to the playoffs in each of his first 4 years, the first manager in the history of baseball to do that. He'll always have that. But he did, there were signs of regression from year to year. In 16, they missed it by a game. In 17, they missed it by a couple of games. And even before that, really, if you look at the years after the World Series appearance in 13, they lost in the NLCS in 14. They lost in the DS in 15. It just, each year since the World Series appearance in 13, they've taken a step back. And it doesn't mean that Mike Matheny is the only issue. I think that the front office is going to take a hard look, and it probably puts everybody else on notice now, moving forward, that this team, this moment in time is not acceptable. And so Mike Matheny is the figurehead of that baseball operation as the manager, is the first one to get it. And, well, actually, he's one of three, because John Mabry and Bill Miller, the hitting coach and assistant hitting coach, also got it, which tells you that first and foremost, the Cardinals believe that their offense just isn't cutting it and it needs to be better.
Firing the manager is always kind of the easiest thing to do. How much of the issues with this team do you think are because of the manager, and how much because of the makeup of the roster or other factors?
Well, I think it's all of those things, and I think that it is the manager's job to do the best with what he is given. And, you know, I think that Mike, I'll tell you a positive about Mike first. Mike Matheny did a very good job of taking young players into the organization, into the big league level of the organization, and getting them to play at a high level. He did that often with players and kind of teaching them, in the case of young position players or pitchers, especially in the case, I mean, I remember one in particular, the 2015 season, where they were banged up throughout the year and still somehow won 100 games. And that was a credit to Mike Matheny, who kept plugging in all of the holes in the lineup with younger players, with veterans. He was able to put a good mix together and produce a winning team. And he had done that. He's dealt with some injuries, and he dealt with some injuries this year. And just at this time, it just didn't work out for him. But I think, you know, his in-game decisions have been often criticized across the board. And I think that there are times where that's certainly been warranted. But I think that it's an overall thing. I think it's a big job in sports, one of the biggest, and the manager of the Cardinals is expected to have his team moving in the right direction, moving forward, heading to a world championship. And if you're honest with yourself and you look at the current situation, this team was not trending in that direction, and he's the head of that. So whether it's one particular thing, an in-game decision, a relationship with a player, or whatever the case, the overall decision that the Cardinals are going to make when they dismiss a manager is, who are we, where are we, and what are we going to be moving forward, and is this the right person to be leading us moving forward? So they have a vision short-term here in 2018. It's Mike Shildt, who's the interim manager, but they also have a vision for the long-term as to what their team is going to be and who's the best person to lead it. And I think they've decided that in the short-term, that if they make the move now, take a break after today's game, reset, come back, they go to Wrigley Field, play the Cubs for five games, which will basically determine their fate. Having someone else lead that crew is the best case, because at this point, the team was not performing under Mike.
KMOX's sports director Tom Ackerman joining me this morning on the Quiver River Electric guest line. Mike Schilt, the team's interim manager, what do you know about him?
He's been in the Cardinals organization for a long time, at least 8 years as a manager, because I know he was at Johnson City, he was at Springfield, he was at Memphis. So those are all levels that he was able to rise. 2016, he was the manager of the Memphis Redbirds, and then he joined the team on its bench last year and now is back as bench coach. So what his job was, to be Mike's right-hand man, to help him with some positional alignments and lineup changes and just overall be a sounding board for him. But he's a very smart manager, and somebody that is very well respected in the area of fundamentals is really where he excels. He's a student of George Kissel, who taught the Cardinal way about how to play proper defense and positioning and just how to be a Cardinal. And the Cardinals have a lot of respect, and the players have a lot of respect for Mike Schilt. So the North Carolina native gets a shot at it.
Tom, we only have about a minute remaining. Is he going to be the manager the rest of the season? And who do you think the Cardinals should eye to be the full-term manager?
Well, this gives me an opportunity to promote our 11 o'clock news conference, which we will carry live, and Bill DeWitt and John Mozeliak will address those very questions. But my assumption, and by the way, at 10 o'clock, Mike Claiborne and I will hold a roundtable at Busch Stadium where we'll talk about this very issue. But my assumption is that the Cardinals will not conduct any search until the season is over, because Mike Schilt would be the manager for the rest of the year. And then once the season is over, there will be changes out in Major League Baseball. You're going to see some people become available. And I think that the candidates could be very interesting, some with great experience and some with no managerial experience. But it's all about, Brian, relationship with players, and it's all about the positive moves forward, whether they think that this franchise would be best with new energy and a new person at the helm, and who that will be, regardless of experience. I think it'll be they will cast a wide net.
Tom Ackerman, we'll listen to you at 10 o'clock this morning and also have the press conference live at 11. Thanks for joining me on Total Information AM.